Hey leader, I want to welcome you to another episode of the Vision Clarity Leadership Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about how you can create a culture on your team where your team will look forward to Friday, but be excited about coming to work on Monday. My name is Seth Yolorda, and I will be your leadership coach for the next 15 minutes or so, helping you become a high-performing leader who leads high-performing teams to make a great impact in this world. With this podcast, we are on a mission to help every person not only see themselves as leader, but to also equip you to lead your teams with a clear, compelling vision. Each week, we provide free leadership tools and resources so that you can expand your leadership capacity so you can lead with a big, bold, and courageous vision that will inspire your team and change the world. And I would just ask that if you find this content valuable, I'll be so honored if you would write a review or rate the content wherever you consume it. And please subscribe. I'm always shooting for a 5-star review. It would also mean so much to me if you would share this content with your family, your friends, your colleagues, your team, whoever you know is interested in growing as a leader as well. We're on a journey to build a community of visionaries with this podcast. So you sharing this content is one of the best ways to help us do that. Now let's jump into our content. You know, I have an opportunity to work with so many leaders, and the underlying thread with all of them is that every single one of the leaders I work with, they want to have a high-performing team. They want their team to be excited about the work. They want their team to be energized about their work. They want them to come with a positive, can-do, optimistic attitude. The glass is half full. You know, there's no challenge too difficult. We will overcome together. Every leader wants that from their team. And yet what I've also realized is that there's really two types of leaders. There's those leaders who feel as though that type of attitude should just automatically happen on your team. It's almost like they feel as though the team should bring that positive attitude just because that person has the privilege of working for your organization. That's one type of leader. The other type of leader recognizes that, you know what? Most people don't innately possess that type of attitude. And so it is my responsibility as the leader to try to create an environment where that employee, where that team member will want to come to work and want to engage. I want every leader to understand that it is your primary responsibility to shape the culture on your team. And if your team is currently characterized by having a TGIF mentality where they are saying, thank God it's Friday, I can't wait to get out of this place, please deliver me, I can't wait to get home to enjoy the weekend with leisure and my friends and family and just to check out. Like if your team is beginning to power down Friday afternoon around 12, 1 o'clock, the plane is beginning to land, I wanna let you know that there may be some work for you to do. Now, that does not mean that your team can't be grateful and glad and have a TGIF mentality on Friday, but what we don't want them to do is have a TGIF mentality on Friday, and then when it comes to Monday, they have a I can't believe I have to go to work mentality. Right? We don't want that to happen. We want your team to look forward to Friday, but we want them also to be excited about Monday. And if your team isn't excited about showing up and excited about leaning in and excited about doing the work that your organization is doing in the community or wherever you're working, I want to tell you that you might be dealing with a team that is disengaged and that is quietly quitting. You may have heard of that term. We're going to do a podcast episode about that in a few weeks, but you may be dealing with a team that's quietly quitting. And so what I want you to think about is how can we transition our team from disengaged to engaged? How can we transition our team from having a can't wait to leave this place on Friday to a can't wait to go to work on Monday because I love the people I work with. I love the work that we're doing. And I get so much personal and professional satisfaction and fulfillment from being a part of this organization. That's where we want to move our teams to. A recent study was released by Gallup this year, and Gallup showed that nearly 32% of full-time and part-time employees in 2022 are working for organizations that they are engaged in. I want you to catch that. That means there is some 68% of employees who are not fully engaged. Now, that doesn't mean that 68 are all disengaged. What they did is that they showed that 17% are actively disengaged, which is what we don't want. And so the gap between the 32% and the 17%, we're looking at roughly around 50% of the workforce is just kind of going through the motions. They're not fully engaged. They're not actively disengaged. They're just kind of stuck in the middle. And what we want to do is we want to move them into that fully engaged category. Now, if we double click on that 50%-ish of people who are not fully engaged, but they're not disengaged, what we'll find is that a large percentage of that 50 people, they are experiencing what we would call job satisfaction. Job satisfaction simply means that there are elements of that job that the individual likes. They might like the fact that they can work from home, or they might appreciate the fact that the physical office location is close to their home. They might like the pay or the benefit, or maybe they like their coworkers. They really enjoy the friendship that they developed and the fellowship they experience from those that they work with. Maybe they like you, the supervisor or their leader. They're not disengaged. They're not highly engaged. They're just kind of satisfied with their job. Now, while job satisfaction is good, you can be satisfied and not be committed, and you can have a team that is satisfied and not engaged. So we don't want just to have a satisfied team. While it's good and it's better than nothing, we want to move them from satisfaction to engagement. Now, when we think about that 50, a portion of that 50% is satisfied. Another portion of that 50% is what we would call committed. They're committed to their job, meaning they have an enduring relationship with the organization. Now, if we double click commitment, I can be committed and not satisfied. So I can be satisfied but not committed. I can be satisfied and not engaged. I can be committed and not satisfied. And I can be committed and not engaged. Commitment just simply means I don't see myself going anywhere. Doesn't mean I like my job. In fact, I might be committed because I got so many bills that I have to work this job, or I might be committed because I don't think there's any other job that I can work for that will pay me this much. I might be committed because I feel some type of obligation. Maybe the job paid for me to go back to school and I feel obligated to give them 2 or 3 years. I don't really like my job. I'm not actively disengaged. I'm doing my job, but I'm just kind of doing the bare minimum so that I don't get fired. I'm not a thorn in the side of my team or my leadership, but I'm not fully engaged in the mission and the direction of the organization. I'm just committed. And so we have one group that's disengaged, right? That's the 17%. You double click on that 50% and you got some who are satisfied, some who are committed. And then that 32%-ish, those are the ones who are actively engaged. Now, to be actively engaged simply means that there is a sense of vigor and dedication that this individual brings to the workplace every single day. Engagement indicates that the employee has a sense of connection and commitment to advancing the organization's goals. Now, if you look at engagement from an academic perspective, you'll realize that engagement has 3 or 4 components that go into it. Number one, the person's committed to the organization. So put a check in that box. If you're engaged, you're committed. The person is satisfied with the organization. So put another check in that box. If you're engaged, you're satisfied. But it also means that if you're engaged, that there is a level of identification with the organization, which means that I somehow see the organization as an extension of myself. So that if someone talks negatively about the organization in the press, I kind of personally feel like they're talking negatively about me. It means that on some level, there is overlap between how I see myself and how I see my organization. So if you're engaged, if you have a team that's engaged, it means that they're committed, they're satisfied, they identify, and they are energized at work. Now, the million-dollar question is, how do we create an environment where our teams are engaged? Because only engaged teams are the ones that will truly say, man, I'm glad that it's Friday, but I am excited that it's Monday. So how do we create an environment where our teams are fully engaged? The short answer is engagement is a result of when an employee perceives that their job is number one, meaningful, and number two, that they have the resources to perform their job. So as a leader, my responsibility in order to create a thank God it's Monday culture on my team, is I have to somehow connect the mission, the vision, and the work that we are doing as an organization to that employee's personal values. I need to make sure that my team sees the work that we're doing here as meaningful. I need to make sure that they don't see us as just one piece in the puzzle, that we are replaceable, that our organization really has no enduring mission. No, I need to be able to cast a compelling vision and to show them that the mission of this organization is so impactful, connects to their heart. I need to make sure I connect what my employees do to what they care about, so that when I'm engaging them on Monday morning, during our staff meetings, during our huddles, during our conference calls, that I'm constantly drawing back to, this is why we're doing it. This is what we're trying to accomplish. This is why this is important. This is the change that we're gonna have in society. This is how our company is adding value to the world, making people's lives easier, solving a problem, and somehow connecting the solution that our organization is creating to the greater why that is driving my team members. I have to make sure I do that, because ultimately, they might be satisfied and they might be committed, but they're not gonna show up with vigor and passion and dedication if they don't personally feel connected and committed to the why of our organization. So if I wanna have engaged employees, not just satisfied or committed, I have to make sure that they perceive their job as meaningful, but then I have to make sure that they have the resources to perform their job. I gotta make sure that the demands of the job are low and that the resources of the job are high. I need to make sure that work itself is less stressful and more enjoyable. One of the key ways to doing that is making sure that my team members know that they have autonomy, that they can choose how they want to accomplish the work, that I'm not standing over their shoulder, micromanaging them, but I'm trusting them that they are competent, they are skilled, they understand the mission and the vision, and I'm gonna give them the autonomy to go about accomplishing the work the best way that they see fit. Every employee on your team wants to know that they are in control of what they are being held responsible for. So don't give me a job and then also tell me how to do the job. Give me a job and then give me the flexibility to be creative in how I actually accomplish that job. Employees want autonomy. Autonomy is critical for fostering intrinsic motivation. And that intrinsic motivation is what leads that employee to experience high levels of engagement. In addition to making sure that they have the resources to perform the job, I want to make sure that they are rewarded for their job. When they accomplish their goals and they reach their objectives, that there is some type of reward, affirmation, congratulations, support that is provided them, letting them know that I see you, I affirm you, I appreciate the work that you are doing. So if we want to move our team from disengaged to satisfied to committed to fully engaged, we have to, number one, make sure that they perceive their job as meaningful. We have to, number two, make sure that they have the necessary resources to perform the job. And then number three, this is just going to be a bonus that I'm going to throw in there, is that I have to make sure that I am the type of leader who is providing active day-to-day leadership and support to them. So here are some questions that you can ask yourself about your leadership. Have you found ways to inspire your employees? Do they trust you as their leader? Do you provide them daily support and feedback? Do you give them autonomy? What about the recognition for a job well done? Are you perceived as fair, as having high integrity? Have you ensured that they have resources needed to perform their job? Now, if you don't know the answers to these questions, what I want you to do is I want you to pull your team aside and I want you to ask them, hey, do you feel like I provide you daily support? Do you feel like you get recognition for a job well done? Do you feel as though there is job fairness and justice here and that I have a high level of integrity? And I want you to ask them in such a way where they will not be threatened to give you honest feedback. As a leader, your best friend is feedback. And so when they answer these questions, it could be done anonymously through a Survey Monkey, through a 360 degree assessment. However, you want to make sure that you're hearing from your team so that you're providing the day-to-day leadership that's inspiring them, that's resourcing them, and that's supporting them to do the job you've asked them to do. And the purpose of all of this is to create a thank God it's Friday, but I'm excited about Monday culture. We want your teams to be excited about Monday morning. We want them to be highly engaged in the work. If they're not there, they can get there by you making sure that they perceive their job as meaningful and that you provide them the necessary resources and leadership to perform their job at a high level. This is the Vision Clarity Leadership Podcast, and I want to thank you for journeying with me over these last few moments. I would ask that if you found this episode valuable, that you would share it with your family and your friends, and that you would subscribe and definitely leave a 5-star review. And we will be back next Monday to give you another free leadership coaching session so that you can grow your leadership, so you can lead high-performing teams to make a great impact in this world. Thanks so much for listening.